The formation of a coalition government in Pakistan, the Pakistan People's Party and the PMLN, is a sign of a return to relative normalcy in Pakistan at a time when the country's economy is really in the doldrums, when there are a fair amount of concerns when it comes to terrorism, the equation not just with India but also between Pakistan and Iran. But more than anything else, it's an election which comes at a time when Imran Khan, the leader of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, is in jail and questions being asked about the election process itself. But it is a welcome step in that Pakistan does have a coalition government in place right now. What are the ramifications of this and what are the big priorities?
After a political stalemate lasting weeks, Pakistan has a new prime minister, with Shehbaz Sharif all set to return to power as Prime Minister and Asif Ali Zardari as President. Islamabad has a new coalition government yet again. After days of frantic negotiations, the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz and Pakistan People's Party joined hands in the early hours of Wednesday.
Pakistan ko is crisis se nikalne ke liye muashi jumhuri hamare muashre mein جو تقسیم پھیلا ہوا ہے اب پاکستان پیپلز پارٹی اور مسلم لیگ نواز حکومت بنانے جا رہے ہیں اب امید ہے کہ انشاءاللہ تعالی جلد از جلد شہباز شریف صاحب ایک بار پھر ملک کا وزیر اعظم بنے گا
Under the agreement, the PMLN will get the posts of Prime Minister, Punjab Chief Minister and Speaker of National Assembly. The PPP will get the presidency as well as the governor posts in Punjab and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The PPP will not be a part of Sharif's cabinet. Reacting to the announcement, Imran Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf has accused the coalition of being mandate thieves. Though PTI-backed independent candidate secured 93 seats, the party was not allowed to contest the polls.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Imran Khan, the party chief, is in jail for a decade on charges of corruption. The announcement of the coalition comes days after the former Rawalpindi commissioner Liaquat Ali Chatta admitted to rigging the elections in favor of the PMLN. On Wednesday, the US State Department called for such interference to be investigated.
I saw that that report. Any claims of interference or fraud should be fully and transparently investigated. Excuse me, in accordance with Pakistan's own laws and procedures, and that of course includes this claim as well.
While Pakistan may soon have a new government, only time will tell if it will bring political and economic stability in the country.
Joining us now, Muniz-e-Jahangir, who's been a former colleague of mine, Senator Taj Haider, the Secretary General of the Pakistan People's Party, Irshad Ahmed Khan, the spokesperson of the PMLN, with us as well. I'm also joined by Kaisar Mumtaz, advocate and leader of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf. Thank you all very much for being with us. Muniz, let me come to you first. You know, there was a sense of shock and disbelief, I'm sure in Pakistan, certainly around the world, when Liaquat Ali Chatta, the Rawalpindi former commissioner, said that the elections had been rigged and that he was part of that process. What sort of reactions have there been in Pakistan, and was there enough over there for the elections to perhaps have been countermanded?
Well, I think more than just the confessions of Liaquat Ali Chatta, because it was done in a very dramatic way, and he came on television and said that, you know, he wanted to commit suicide and thought it was better that he would come and report to the press exactly what he was made to do. I think rather than his confession, what has been far more compelling evidence has been that a lot of the people running for the elections had Form 45, which is the presiding officer's count of the vote, which did not match up with Form 47, which basically was the cumulative vote count after the Form 45 was produced. So all of those Form 45s have been used as evidence either in the election commission tribunals or in the courtroom, where people have alleged that they were robbed, that the election mandate was stolen from them. So the courts are now going to be choked with all these petitions asking for either a recount or to look or re-examine the Form 45s and then draw up a Form 47 declaring somebody victorious or, somebody who had lost the election. So basically declaring the result of the election accordingly. So the courts are going to be choked. But what is much more important is that there is a coalition now in the center. There is a government now with a clear majority in Punjab. But at the same time, it is going to be seen as a weak coalition by most of the analysts here in Pakistan.
Okay. Mr. Irshad Ahmed Khan, how would you respond firstly to the allegations that the elections were fixed?
इसका मतलब वहां कोई वहां कौन लोग थे कोई मस्जिद का इमाम था मैं बार बार आपके प्रोग्राम में यही कहता हूं कि जहां ये जीते वहां मस्जिद इमाम ने जिताया जहां हम जीते हमें रिगिंग हो गई और बिल्कुल जी धांधली हो गई दूसरी बात ये है ये प्रोपेगेंडे हैं मुनीजा अभी कह रही थी कि हुकूमत अभी कमजोर है मैं ये कहता हूं कौमी हुकूमत बनने जा रही है ये पीपल्स पार्टी मुस्लिम लीग नून और मुख्तलिफ जमातें मिलकर के मुल्क को संभालेंगे इंशाल्लाह मुल्क बेहतरीन अजीम एक हुकूमत बनने जा रही है और इसमें कोई डाउट नहीं है देखिए अभी मरियम नवाज शरीफ साहबा अभी तकरीर कर रही थी वो जिस तरह का प्लान दे रही है पंजाब के लिए इसी तरह जब हमारे वजीर आजम मियां मोहम्मद शहबाज शरीफ साहब बनेंगे तो इससे भी बेहतरीन प्रोग्राम हमारे पूरे मुल्क के लिए होंगे हम ये चाहते ये है कि हम ये नहीं चाहते कि सुबह पंजाब अलहदा है केपीके अलहदा है सिंध हम कहते हैं पाकिस्तान एक मुल्क है और वो पाकिस्तान हमेशा मैं ये कहता हूँ कि पाकिस्तान सबसे पहले पाकिस्तान पाकिस्तान जिंदाबाद इसमें कोई दूसरी राय होनी नहीं चाहिए हमें बचना नहीं चाहिए हमें इस वक्त ये देखना चाहिए अपना कौमी मफाद अपने मुल्क की तामीर और तरक्की अपने मुल्क को मजबूत बनाना इस वक्त ऐसा नहीं है होना चाहिए कि पीपल्स पार्टी नून हुकूमत बना रही है हम ये कहते हैं कि कौमी हुकूमत बनने जा रही है ताज हजरत साहब जैसे पुराने और तकरीबन ये इतना सोच समझ रखने वाले लोग इस पार्टी में पीपल्स पार्टी में भी है नून में भी है जिन्होंने पाकिस्तान को सजाया संवारा और इंशाल्लाह अब ये जब लोग इकट्ठे होंगे इतना तजर्बाकार लोग तो आप सोचिए कि खुद पाकिस्तान के लिए कितनी बेहतरी आएगी और कितने इदारे हमारे मजबूत होंगे दूसरी बात यह है जंगो जदल करना चाहती नहीं है हमारी पार्टी लेकिन एक पार्टी ऐसी है जो इंतशार चाहती है जिनके लीडर का नाम ही इंतशार खान रखा गया था शुरू में तो मैं ये चाहता हूं कि काश वो अभी भी होश के नाखून ले लें और कौमी मफाद के लिए इकट्ठे हो जाएं और सोचें कि पाकिस्तान के लिए सब कुछ करना है इस वक्त पाकिस्तान हमारा बड़ी मसाइल में
ऑल राइट सो आई टेक योर पॉइंट दैट पाकिस्तान इज रेडी टू हैव अ रियली स्टेबल गवर्नमेंट एंड अ कोलिशन But Daad Saab, let me ask you next. The fact that the PPP has chosen not to be a part of the Union Cabinet, is that not problematic in some sense?
No, this is not a unique step which is being taken for the first time. In India, this has happened when the Communist Party of India did not join the Cabinet while supporting the government of Indian National Congress. I think it was a very good idea. And it gives you all the freedom to propose pro-people, people-centric programs. And that's what we we intend to do. That we will keep pursuing the people-centric programs that have been included in our manifesto. And we do hope when the government starts working and when everybody sits around the table, we shall be able to get support for those programs. And we have hopes from the incoming Prime Minister that he'll look into the situation and adopt pro-people policies. And one of those is on which we are very keen is the route of the CPEC motorway, which goes through Pakhtunkhwa and Balochistan, because they are underdeveloped areas, they are remote areas, and they have to be brought at par with the developed areas of Pakistan. And so we are very keen on taking CPEC through Balochistan. Also, the Pak-Iran gas pipeline has been waiting for a very long time, and the Iranian side is ready, and we want to complete this project. So all these pro-people projects will be supported by us. And if there is anything which the government does which is not in the interest of the people and the country, we'll give them advice that please don't do it.
All right. You seem to have the cards in that sense. But Munise, let me come back to you. The choice of Mr. Shahbaz Sharif Was that at all a surprise in terms of leadership?
Well, no, not at all. It was not a surprise. I think Taj Saab wants to say something.
No, but Munisa, go ahead. We'll wait for Taj Saab. We'll come back to Taj Saab. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it was certainly not a surprise. And we were told even before the elections were held by Taj Saab's party, Khurshid Shah, who's the senior leader of the Pakistan People's Party, that if indeed there is a coalition government and no particular party gets a simple majority, then Shahbaz Sharif would be the consensus candidate for a cobbled up kind of a government, which we have seen at the moment, almost like a hung parliament. We have seen that. But I would just like to also point out, because you had a guest who got called me Munizia Aleem. I mean, firstly, my name is Munizia Jahangirin. And secondly, I think that Pakistan, jo hai, usko inshallah pe to nahi chalna hai na. Pakistan ne ek roadmap ke upar chalna hai. Aur is waqt, the situation is this, that the coalition government that we have formed at the center, it's going to be a very weak coalition, simply because the Pakistan People's Party not taking up ministerial positions in the cabinet is going to be problematic. This has been a demand of the PMLN even before the election results came out, that if there was no simple majority, that the PPP should then carry some of the heavy weight. In the past, we have seen when there was a no-confidence motion against Imran Khan and a PDM government was formed, and at the head of that was the PMLN, Shahbaz Sharif to be specific, and then the finance ministry also went to the PMLN. They took the brunt of the inflation and the incumbency that followed. So they definitely feel, the ruling party at the moment definitely feels, that the Pakistan People's Party should take up ministerial positions within the cabinet. And that is something that they have been demanding and saying to journalists like myself, outside of the negotiations that they're doing with the Pakistan People's Party.
Kaiser Mumtaz, at a time when the elections have allegedly been rigged, at a time when independents supporting your party, the PTI, have done so well, do you believe that the government in power is essentially very weak? And do you believe the fact that this coalition doesn't really have the same numbers, either party, as your party's independents did, gives you some sort of a shot at applying pressure in the future?
देखिए जी इमरान खान ने बहुत ज्यादा वोट लिए हैं और पूरे पाकिस्तान में इमरान खान ने विन किया है. एक दूसरे को चोर कहने वाली जमातें इकट्ठे होकर अब हुकूमत बनाना चाहते हैं. इनके पास कोई एजेंडा नहीं है, ना इन पर IMF इतबार करेगा, ना इन पर किसी कोई इदारा करेगा. और पूरे मुल्क में इनकी ये हुकूमत जो गठजोड़ ये चोर कर रहे हैं, ये इनकी हुकूमत नहीं चल रही. और ये इमरान खान की जो सीटें इन्होंने हजम की है, इनको वापस देनी पड़ेगी. और ये धांधली ज्यादा जो गठजोड़ है, बिलावल भुट्टो, ये एक दूसरे को सड़कों पर इन्होंने घसीटना था और एक दूसरे का पेट फाड़ना था. अब ये इकट्ठे हो गए हैं और ये एक सदर बन रहे हैं, सदारी साहब, और शबाजी साहब वजीर आजम बन रहे हैं. लेकिन वोट तो इमरान खान को मिला है, जीता तो इमरान खान है. आपने निशान छीन लिया, आपने इमरान खान से पार्टी छीन ली, बल्ला छीन लिया, किसी को जूता निशान दे दिया, किसी को हुक्का दे दिया, किसी को चिमटा दे दिया. लेकिन उसके बावजूद इमरान खान को लोगों ने वोट दिया है. और मैं समझता हूं इमरान खान जो है वो आखिरी उम्मीद है पाकिस्तान की. दीवार से उन्हें मत लगाए, इमरान खान को मौका दे. उनकी जीत हुई है, उनकी सीटें वापस करें. और अगर इमरान खान को अगर मौका न दिया गया तो मैं ये कहता हूं कि ये हुकूमत ही चल रही, 3-4 माह के बाद ये हुकूमत फ्लॉप हो जाएगी. और इन्होंने तब सिर्फ इमरान खान को नहीं, इन्होंने तरीके लबैक को भी दीवार से लगाया.
आई गेट द पॉइंट यू आर मेकिंग, लेट मी गेट अ रिस्पॉन्स. इरशाद अहमद खान, आप इस पे जवाब देना चाहेंगे कि असली विनर इमरान खान और इमरान खान की पार्टी ही है, आप इस पे क्या कहेंगे?
मैं ये कहूंगा कि देखिए इनको KPK दिया.
कैसर साहब एक मिनट, इरशाद जी बताइए.
उसमें कोई धांधली नहीं. अब इनको ये चाहिए कि KPK वाले लोगों को अमन अमान दें, शांति दें और उसमें तरक्की की तरफ उसको बढ़ाएं. जहां वहां मसाइल हैं, जो मसाइल का गढ़ बना हुआ है KPK, उन लोगों को सुकून का सांस लेने दें और उनके लिए काम करें, ना कि पाकिस्तान का जीना आराम करें. काम करें, काम सिर्फ काम करें. ना कि एक दूसरे पे इल्जाम लगाएं और हर वक्त एक ही राग लापते रहे कि धांधली हो गई भाई, हो गई धांधली हो गई। आपने क्या आपने केपीके में धांधली की? आप खुदारा मैं हमेशा इनको ये तो मछले
अब तो कैसर साहब एक मिनट उनको बोलने दीजिए।
सबसे बड़ा जालिम चीज वक्त है जो गुजरता है पीछे मुड़ के नहीं देखता ना देखने देता है।
ओके फाइन,
इनको चाहिए ये कि जो ये
ऑलराइट टाइम डजंट स्पेयर एनीवन, दैट्स व्हाट यू आर ट्राइंग टू से। लेट्स सी व्हाट द फ्यूचर होल्ड्स फॉर इमरान खान, बट वन मोमेंट Taj Sahab, I wanted to come back to you. A matter of concern in Pakistan, and we've seen this for the last several weeks, is censorship on the internet. The fact that Twitter continues to be blocked in large parts of your country, if not the entire country, even after the elections have been completed, there is a sense that this is a cause of huge concern. Why is this process of information being stifled still taking place? Why is it taking place?
I'll not defend it. This was certainly a denial of human rights. And on the morning of 8th of May, when I was sitting in my office at 7:30 a.m., and I could not connect with those who were working in the field, it was a big disappointment. We got onto the Wi-Fi and we protested against that. We lodged a complaint. Chairman Bilawal Bhutto Zardari also lodged a very strong protest, but the tragedy was that his protest could come on air at around 3 p.m. Something which was recorded at around 10 a.m. came on air at about 3 p.m. So this was, this was something which should have been known ahead of time, and arrangements should have been made for. It was not necessary. I don't think it was necessary. If there were security threats, there was enough security to ensure that those security threats are neutralized. I think this created many, many problems, and this has to be regretted by every Pakistani.
Munizib, does this essentially indicate that the military, which is the foremost force in Pakistan, continues to call the shots, not just when it comes to censorship of the internet, but also in giving their blessings to this coalition?
They're a force on our part also. Oh, Munira, sorry, I always interrupt.
No, Taj Sahab, it's always a pleasure to hear you. And, Taj Sahab's party, the People's Party, has always talked about freedom of expression, but in Pakistan, for example, the ex, formerly Twitter, has been suspended. Now, the PTA, which is the Pakistan Telecommunications Authority, we called them up and said, why have you suspended X now? This is the fifth day. And they said, well, why don't you call up the Interior Ministry and check from them? When we called up the Interior Minister said, well, we do not look at social media networks and you must call the PTA. Then we called up the PTA again and they said, well, you must call up the Interior Ministry. So in Pakistan, when nobody is answering your question and when nobody really is in power, then we know exactly who is in power in Pakistan. The caretaker government is really seen as a puppet of the military in Pakistan. And on the 8th of February, when the elections were going to be held, there was news by there was a claim by one of the provincial ministers in Balochistan saying that the internet is going to be suspended because there was a terror incident that was going to take place in certain areas of Balochistan. And then the interior minister, federal interior minister, came and said, well, the internet is not going to be shut down after, the provincial minister was criticized. And then lo and behold, on the morning of the 8th of February, across Pakistan, data services were suspended, which led to the rigging in the elections because the EMS system, the election management system, was dependent on the internet, was dependent on data services. And since that went down, the presiding officers in the election, the residing officers in the elections could not upload the Form 45, Form 46 and Form 47, which was basically the count of the vote. So squarely, it was the person and it was the authority, it was the organization who suspended the internet services on the day of the election, caused the kind of mayhem that we are seeing right now. One other thing that I would like to point out, the person who's representing the PTI was referring to, yes, Imran Khan's government has won a large number of seats in the provincial, in the Nationalist Assembly. But in order to form a coalition, in order to form government, they would have to speak to other political parties to form a coalition. Imran Khan is willing to speak to the military, who he alleges is the reason why they are in precisely the doghouse, but they are not willing to speak to other political parties. The People's Party has said that, we would like to extend an olive branch, we would like to speak to the PTI, but they have not accepted those talks, those offer for talks.
Right.
Similarly, with the MLN, they are unwilling to form a coalition with political parties, unwilling to speak to political parties, but quite willing to speak to the establishment, who they blame for putting them, in behind bars.
Sure. Tatsab, final question to you. The dynamic between this coalition and the military, obviously your coalition has the blessings of the military. Imran Khan fell foul of the military in Pakistan. Is it going to be an uneasy working relationship at the end of the day? Or do you believe that they'll continue to call the shots?
Well, the fault partly lies with the political parties also. Why should they take support of the military for coming into power? This happened in 2018 also. And although those elections too were very heavily rigged, Pakistan People's Party extended all its support for to the PTI government for bringing stability to the government and doing something for the nation. But unfortunately, this has been happening again and again. The right-wing parties always are looking towards the general headquarters of the army to support them. If they don't, in the Charter of Democracy, which we signed with Mian Nawaz Sharif Saab, we agreed that none of the parties shall take the support of the establishment of Pakistan. Well, the establishment of Pakistan is ready to withdraw, but perhaps some of us don't let them withdraw. And they think, so this mindset has to change. And what Chairman Blawal has been insisting again and again, that the old style of politics has to go. And we criticize the establishment all the time, but perhaps at times we should also look at what we are doing. If we are taking their support, they may be a little reluctant, but in the end, at the end of the day, they are ready to call the shots.
Right.
So this is something which is a challenge to us. And I think we have to look at what we are ourselves doing. And our greatest strength is that we say no to the establishment. And if all the political parties resolve that we shall not be taking help of the establishment of Pakistan, then of course establishment shall have no option
right.
except to keep within their constitutional
Well, let's see if that can ever happen. It is a dream, of course, for so many in Pakistan. But I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us on this program. There is a coalition government. Hopefully, it will result in stability and development. Thank you very much for being with us.